Okay, sir.
Yes.
Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Okay, unfortunately, I was not able to reach anyone in the office at this time. I did leave a message on their voicemail asking that they have the tech give you a call with the ETA, and I also sent over an email once again asking that they have the tech give you a call with the ETA soon.
Okay, I couldn't quite hear you. So you were not able to get them, and you left them a message to call me with your estimated time arrival. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
And you said also send an email with the estimated time arrival. Is that the other thing you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So hopefully they'll do that. We
yes,
checked
sir.
At 11 this morning, and they told us there was only two things on the truck, and they were in Festus at the time. Which that didn't, I don't know. Well, I called in this morning about 11 o'clock to see how it's going, because this whole thing has been kind of a mess. They first told us 7-1, and then again they told us 7-1, and then they told me 12-2, and then I called this last night, and then I called this morning 11 just to see if it was running that. And the man I talked to said, it's still on for 12-2, and there's only two things on the truck, and they're in Festus now. So Festus is only about an hour away. And so we figured, okay, 12-2 is still going to be good. But, you know, here it's 2:30, and they haven't called yet, and you're not able to reach them, so I don't know. I guess we'll keep hanging in there on it. Okay. Well, thank you for trying to find out something for me. I appreciate it, and hopefully they'll call. Okay.
Well, we do thank you for calling in to XPO, and you have a nice evening, sir.
Same to you, sir. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.